Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. So this week, by me, is the local county fair. As part of the fair, there is a concession stand that a buddy of mine runs, and all the profits that are made during the week-long fair are donated to local charities. Well, this year, they are going to the church as we are looking to start a mental health program. So in preparation for the week, they were looking for volunteers to man the stand. So yesterday we helped out, and it was fun because across the sidewalk was the ring where they were showing horses. So that kind of led us to today's story. And in today's story, we see what happens with a boy named Solomon John as he rides his horse with a story, Solomon John Goes for Apples, written by Lucretia Hale, and comes to us from the book, The Junior Classics, Volume 6, Old Fashioned Tales. Hopefully this summer, there's a county fair around you, and hopefully it's coming up, or hopefully you have already visited it. It's always fun going to the fair. You get to see people you know, see some animals, eat some fair food, ride the carnival rides, and check out a bunch of different stuff that the local 4-H club does. I encourage you to check out your local fair if you haven't been to one yet. It's a rootin' tootin' good time, or something like that. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Solomon John Goes for Apples. Solomon John agreed to ride to Farmer Jones's for a basket of apples, and he decided to go on horseback. The horse was brought round to the door. Now, he had not ridden for a great while, and though the little boys were there to help him, he had great trouble in getting on the horse. He tried a great many times, but always found himself facing the wrong way, looking at the horse's tail. They turned the horse's head, first up the street, then down the street. It made no difference. He always made some mistake, and found himself sitting the wrong way. "Well," said he at last, "I don't know as I care. If the horse has his head in the right direction, that is the main thing. Sometimes I ride this way in the cars, because I like it better. I can turn my head easily enough to see where we are going." So off he went, and the little boys said he looked like a circus rider, and they were much pleased. He rode along out of the village, under the elms, very quietly. Pretty soon he came to a bridge where the road went across a little stream. There, a road at the side leading down to the stream, because sometimes wagoners watered their horses there. Solomon John's horse turned off too to drink of the water. "Very well," said Solomon John. "I don't blame him for wanting to wet his feet and to take a drink this hot day." When they reached the middle of the stream, the horse bent over his head. "How far his neck comes into his back!" exclaimed Solomon John. And at that very moment, he found he had slid down over the horse's head and was sitting on a stone, looking into the horse's face. There were two frogs, one on each side of him, sitting just as he was, which pleased Solomon John, so he began to laugh instead of to cry. But the frogs jumped into the water. "It is time for me to go on," said Solomon John. So he gave a jump, as he had seen the frogs do, and this time he came all right on the horse's back, facing the way he was going. "It is a little pleasanter," said he. The horse wanted to nibble a little of the grass by the side of the way, but Solomon John remembered what a long neck he had and would not let him stop. At last he reached Farmer Jones, who gave him his basket of apples. Next, he was going to go on to a cider mill, up a little lane by Farmer Jones's house, to get a jug of cider. But as soon as the horse was turned into the lane, he began to walk very slowly. So slowly that Solomon John thought he would not get there before night. He whistled and shouted and thrust his knees into the horse, but still he would not go. "Perhaps the apples are too heavy for him," said he. So he began by throwing one of the apples out of the basket. It hit the fence by the side of the road, and that started up the horse, and he went on merrily. "That was the trouble," said Solomon John. "That apple was too heavy for him." But very soon the horse began to go slower and slower. So Solomon John thought he would try another apple. This hit a large rock and bounded back under the horse's feet and sent him off at a great pace. But very soon he fell again into a slow walk. Solomon John had to try another apple. This time it fell into a pool of water and made a great splash and set the horse out again for a little while. He soon returned to a slow walk, so slow that Solomon John thought it would be tomorrow morning before he got to the cider mill. "It is rather a waste of apples," thought he, "but I can pick them up as I come back, because the horse will be going home at a quick pace." So he flung out another apple that fell among a party of ducks, and they began to make such a quacking and a waddling that it frightened the horse into a quick trot. So the only way Solomon John could make his horse go was by flinging his apples now on one side, now on the other. One time he frightened a cow that ran along by the side of the road while the horse raced with her. Another time he started up a brood of turkeys that gobbled and strutted enough to startle 20 horses. In another place, he came near hitting a boy who gave such a scream that it sent the horse off at a furious rate. And Solomon John got quite excited himself, and he did not stop till he had thrown away all his apples and had reached the corner of the cider mill. "Very well," said he. "If the horse is so lazy, he won't mind my stopping to pick up the apples on the way home. And I am not sure, but I shall prefer walking a little to riding the beast." The man came out to meet him from the cider mill and reached him the jug. He was just going to take it when he turned his horse's head round, and delighted at the idea of going home, the horse set off at a full run without waiting for the jug. Solomon John clung to the reins and his knees held fast to the horse. He called out, "Whoa, whoa," but the horse would not stop. He went galloping on past the boy, who stopped and flung an apple at him, past the turkeys that came and gobbled at him, by the cow that turned and ran back in a race with them until her breath gave out, by the ducks that came and quacked at him, by an old donkey that brayed over the wall at him, by some hens that ran into the road under the horse's feet and clucked at him, by a great rooster that stood up on a fence and crowed at him, by Farmer Jones, who looked out to see what had become of him, down the village street, and he never stopped till he had reached the door of the house. Out came Mr. and Mrs. Peterkin, Agamemnon, Elizabeth Eliza, and the little boys. Solomon John got off his horse, all out of breath. "Where's the jug of cider?" asked Mrs. Peterkin. "It is at the cider mill," said Solomon John.
"At the mill?"
exclaimed Mrs. Peterkin. "Yes," said Solomon John. "The little boys had better walk out for it. They will enjoy it, and they had better take a basket, for on the way they will find plenty of apples scattered all along on either side of the lane, and hens and ducks and turkeys and a donkey." The little boys looked at each other and went, but they stopped first and put on their India rubber boots.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world.